Gossip Culture.
Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Gossip Cultures, where the gossip is exclusive.
The opinions unhinged.
This is Gossip Cultures. I'm Lean.
And I'm Aida. And this is episode 6, Feel the Rhythm, and it starts now. Two new hot takes have entered the studio and they are ready to turn the heat up.
Joining us today to share their thoughts on music, art, and their connection to culture as they are a part of our lives, even though they change daily, are Doreen and Elina.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
All right. How are you guys doing?
We're good. I mean, I am good.
I'm kind of nervous, but exactly. It's fine.
Doreen, such an interesting name. What's the meaning behind it?
So in Romanian, wish is Dorinza. Wow. So my mom, that's actually a whole story behind it. So I have a twin brother. Okay. Yeah. So, and my mother didn't know that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. My mother was surprised when she gave
birth.
There
are two?
Exactly. Yeah. So when she wanted to leave the hospital room and stuff like that, she said, I want to leave. I want to go home. I want to have a pizza or anything. Yeah. And then the doctor said, okay, there's another one coming. I swear to God, I'm not lying.
It's not done yet.
There's another one coming. Yeah. And so my mother thought that by naming me Doreen would make me feel more confident because I was a surprise. Probably, I think.
You were a surprised wish.
Yeah. And then, yeah, she called me Doreen.
Elina, what about you? How did your parents decide to name you Elina?
Well, it's not a common name in our culture. It doesn't really come up at all. It means gift from God or something like that. But I like my name. It's a Barbie name. I love that.
It's a Barbie name.
It's a Barbie Fairytopia for those who don't know. So I like it. It's fine.
I love Aida. What about you? I don't hear the name Aida.
I have a story. Like, my parents wanted to name me Aynaz first. And Aynaz, by the way, is my best friend name.
Insane. I was about to say.
I know.
Such an invisible string.
I know. First, they wanted to put, like, Aynaz for me. But then they decided to put Aida. And I think it's the meaning is, like, something about moon. I don't know exactly. But it's, like, a lot of countries, they have it. Like, Iran have it, yeah. Turkey, I think Italy, Germany, like
here they have it too.
Oh, Romanian also, yeah.
Love the diversity.
Too, yeah. Yep.
All right, guys. It's rapid fire.
What
time.
About you, Lin?
Oh, dang.
Not now.
Yeah. Me, well, actually, at first they wanted to call me Lina or something like that.
That's so sweet, though.
Yeah. And my dad was like, no, it's like too European type. So I don't know. So my mom was like, okay, what about Lin? Which actually in Arabic, it's a flower in heaven. So
so yeah. Cute.
That's so cute. What about you, though?
It's funny because my name is Elina.
We're all
so,
matching.
Yes, we are all matching. It's from Helena. It's the, my father, you says, it's the old form of Helen.
That's so cute.
That's nice.
That's so cute.
Cut a bit.
Cut.
Yeah. We didn't introduce because she is
going
to
She's going to be introduced after.
Really? I didn't by purpose. Like,
yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we can cut that and put it when we ask or something. So sorry.
Okay, I should have told you before.
Yeah.
So be introduced.
You're going to be introduced after. Mm-hmm. We have a whole introduction for
her. Okay.
Down. So you can hear
yeah,
us.
Can you hear us, please? Don't worry about that. Just do it. Oh my God. And back. Cut it again. Okay. Now it is rapid fire time. Doreen and Elina. Both me and Aid. Girl.
Start again.
Cut.
It's okay. Jesus, guys.
Cut, go.
Okay. It's rapid fire time. Doreen and Elina, both me and Aida will now shoot 3 rapid fire questions to each of you, and you better answer fast. Doreen, quick. Billie Eilish or Lana Del Rey?
Billie Eilish.
All right. Oscars or Grammys? You're talking too long, boy.
Oscars.
All right. Minimalism or maximalism?
Minimalism.
Ooh, I thought you'd take the other one.
Yes. Hey, I was like,
maximalism is so you. Hit it, Aida.
Elina, Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick Lamar.
Binge watch or weekly episodes?
Binge watch for sure.
Sculpting or painting?
Painting.
Oh, okay. Our gossipers.
Hold on to talk about that though. I knew that you would be binge watching. I mean, yes, the summer I turned pretty, I didn't even watch the episode that came out. She was, honestly, did you watch it? And I'm like, girl.
I hate weekly episodes. I can't stand them. Same. That's why I don't watch like
long videos or.
That's
like,
why you don't watch. You don't watch series at all.
I don't watch series at all, guys. Yeah. I hate series because I need to.
I hate waiting for Wednesday season 2, part 2.
I didn't watch Wednesday, but like I hate to wait for a series. Like I will be tired and I don't want to see it anymore.
It's yeah,
like,
The Last of Us. I'm still waiting.
I don't know. I think that it's you still will going. Even
wait because some sources told me that it's finished.
I don't know.
Like it was. Looked, it is done.
I don't know.
It's worse than Grey's Anatomy. No idea.
I don't know, but I think that you could eventually get bored of it.
Yeah,
so, I hate. That's why I don't watch.
The side I am giving you.
I'm so sorry, but with Stranger Things.
Oh yeah, that's a different thing. Like, okay.
It's good.
I never watch it, so.
But I got bored.
I like it. I'm sorry.
Okay, fair enough.
Our gossipers, we are curious about your answers, so make sure to drop your thoughts in our Insta at Gossip Cultures.
All right, let's get down and deep with it. Let's talk music. Music is a part of art. It is a art subject. And my first question is, how do you think the music we listen to these days, like you said, Billie Eilish, like Billie Eilish. So how do you think it shapes you today? As in mentality, personality, the way you dress, the way you perceive art in general. Does Billie Eilish or any other listener, any other musician you listen to, do they influence you in any type way, whether it's mere or it's a huge influence? Again, from fashion, mentality, to even the way you see art.
For me, I choose my favorite artists in a certain way because we match each other. We are supposed to be similar. That's why I chose Billie Eilish to be my favorite one, because we are so similar. I don't think that she really influences me in a certain way besides fashion. Because we always, I think that we think the same about many other aspects.
You and Billy?
You and Billy?
Oh, I love it. No, I'm so sorry. I didn't want it to be like with a side eye. But no, yeah. I completely understand. Yeah. But is there an artist, whether it's in like proper modern art, like painting, sculpting, because you said you're in art school, right?
I am a fashion student.
Yeah, see? So is there a certain artist who influences you? You can drop the name and I might not know them, but it's okay. I'll do my research.
I feel like... When I think about people that influences me, I think more about philosophy. I think that's boring for you old guys.
Not at all, actually.
But when it comes to stoicism, do you know what stoicism is?
No, I've heard of the word. Please elaborate.
That's a current of philosophy. And it is literally the way my mind is shaped for like...
Wow.
Yeah, for like the past 5 years I've been a stoic. So I think that, I don't know, Seneca, Marcus Aurelius, and all of those authors really influenced.
Who are they?
I can't wait to become a psychologist. You are giving me the passion.
Yeah, no, those are some personalities, some huge characters of philosophy. So, yeah. You can look at it. You can Google it up.
Oh, I will definitely. Yes. After this podcast, yes. Definitely will. After this episode. What about you, Nina?
Well, I think artists... musicians or whatever, they shape, like, they influence our fashion maybe, but I don't think they influence our lives completely, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe we match with their mentality and find their songs relatable or their life stories relatable, but I don't think they influence us that much to say that that artist shaped me or whatever.
Okay. Aida, same question goes to you. The way she looked at me was like, I'm supposed to say something.
Yeah, exactly. I think, like, for the artists, if like they are musicians, I just listen to their song. Like I don't, like they don't influence me on something. And if they are making art, I just love their art. Like,
do their backstories influence you though in some way? Because in art in general, they always either start as generationally poor or not accepted for being quote-unquote weird or they don't fit in, because artists these days, they do what practically what they see in their mind. This is how I see artists. They create something merely out of inspiration they have in their life, or something they experienced in their life and they want to share it in a more artistic way. So my other question to follow up on this question was, do their backstories influence you though?
For me, yes.
Love the enthusiasm.
I don't know if you think about Virginia Woolf. Do you know who Virginia Woolf is? Mm-hmm. She committed.
No.
Oh my god, she's a feminist. Yeah, she's a feminist.
She's also a writer.
Okay, love her.
Yes, I love her so much. Ever since I was 12, I think, and she committed suicide because of a lot of problems. So yeah, that's it with her. And also, I don't know if you're into history of art. I am.
The person next to you is, I mean, for the people who can. Okay. Elena is.
Yes.
History in general.
History in general.
I think that's basic. Like Leonardo da Vinci. I love Leonardo da Vinci. But like, besides them, I love Alexandre Gabanel. I don't know if you heard of him. He is a famous painter. He painted the Fallen Angel in 1847.
Oh, I know.
I know.
Yes.
I don't.
And she got, sorry, I do not know artists.
She got canceled by uni and she got a lot of hate and stuff like that. But he continued. And
why he got hate?
Because he was considered to be poorly taught.
Okay.
In education wise?
In art.
Oh. You see, this is what I don't understand about putting education in art, because personally to me, art is never, it's never taught really. You learn the techniques, sure, of how to do some technical stuff in drawing or painting or sculpting going on, but other than that, it's never really taught. It's just either inspiration or feeling or an image that you want to portray in a way, you know. So I don't really believe in art being taught. It's a feeling or a an emotion or
but
something.
I think that's easier now and more accepted now than it was back then, you know, because people may have been classified as crazy for their art.
Yeah. Exactly my point, yeah.
But Edvard then we Munch come back to coping mechanisms like sublimation. We've talked about this in the other episode. That's a form of feeling better. That's a form of art is a form of getting yourself feeling things that society, I mean, letting you feel things that society would consider weird or I have no idea. Like, yeah.
How does, this is a completely reroute to link culture with art. How does, I'm not from here, you know, I'm from the Middle East. So, and I'm very curious because in my country, art is not really taken seriously at
not
all.
Not ours either.
Exactly. Even like in Iran, in Jordan, it practically, it doesn't pay your bills. And this is a sentence that crushed me ever since growing up, because growing up, I loved art in general, you know, and just hearing that sentence kind of makes your inspiration go down.
Yep.
So how does Romania and the Romanian culture kind of try to save, quote unquote, the art? Tell me about Romanian art culture.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's another very good question. Thank you so much, our hosts, for making me feel very confident in my answer. So, Romanian art is very, very underrated, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Specifically, if you're talking about Brâncuș. We all know about Brâncuș. He was a famous sculptor.
Okay. Yeah, he's
tell
more
us about
respected
it
and accepted in France than he is here.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
He literally has a museum or something there in France.
And not in his home country.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, because we were a communist country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We weren't able to see what art really is.
Mm-hmm.
And and I think that lately we've been seeing more forms of art and stuff like that. Like, we were walking through I think it was Calle Victoriei. We were on Calle Victoriei, right? And there was an old man playing the air. Okay.
Oh, I know, I saw him.
Yes. That's a form of art. And I think that should be a thing. We should all accept that. And if we are more interested in that, I think that we should learn. People back then didn't have that option.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because of this unappreciation or even the lack of acknowledgement of art, especially here in Romania, this is why teenagers these days kind of lack the imagination or the mere creativity to actually create something. And I'm not talking only about Romania, but mostly because you guys are Romanian. Also in other countries, do you think this is a major reason why some teenagers, everybody, you know, this is a question for everybody. This is why they lack the touch with art or even patience, because for you to be an artist, you need to have a lot of patience to kind of see things through and be able for other people to see what you want to create, you know, because they're not going to catch it like this. They may see it in another way, you know. So
I don't know. Art teachers in Romania specifically, they are not.
They're not passionate about it. They just
tell
teach.
Me about it.
I know. When I came here, when I came here and I was in my school, and again, I was very passionate about art, and my teacher was like, "Take your pen, draw whatever you guys want." Like,
we
I'm
didn't
just
do
here,
anything.
You know, and
we stay
at
least
you draw.
I
write essays.
Phones.
Oh my art god. Class. I write
if you think
essays.
About it, it's a form of art. English literature.
No, not.
We wrote our homework on art.
Yeah, exactly.
Class. So I remember.
It's very unfortunate, you know?
It is. But I was very lucky to start a couple of lessons of history of art and, I don't know, music. I played violin, piano, guitar, and I play ukulele.
Wow.
Okay, icon.
Yes, and I did theater and all of those kind of like forms of art. Expressing yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's important, because if you don't teach kids, especially I love my sister's kids. I love them so much, don't get me wrong, but they lack creativity, they lack a lot of stuff, because I think that school these days are, schools are more interested in...
grades?
Yes.
About math, about...
robots.
Yeah.
They do mm-hmm. care about math, like Romanian and biology or something. They do not care about art, because we need art in our life. Like,
we need art. We need to find some forms of... learning how to think, learning how
creator.
To express yourself.
So it's great. Also, I remember I want to say something. Like in Iran, if you go to art school in high school, like for high school, like you're not smart at all. If you say, "Oh my God, I'm at art school," oh, you're not smart, so you went there. You know?
Yeah, is this stigma that art in general, all over the world, well, not all over the world, mostly in my world, in the Middle East, it's this stigma that if you are in art school, unless it's architecture, then you are going to need to take a big loan from the bank to pay your dues in life. And it's unfortunate, because truly it crushes the spirit, and therefore it kind of makes you lose a part of who you are. Because for me personally, art is a big part of my life.
Same.
And going through all of these ups and downs, it kind of makes you lose pieces of yourself along the way, and it's hard to regain back that energy to look back for them through art. So
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, lovelies. Well, me and Aida, again, wrote a few questions we want to ask you regarding the tunes of music and how it influences us teenagers these days. And again, it's not just music, it's art, painting, because when you look back at the old times, art was treasure. It was very appreciated by many people.
Yeah.
And now, unfortunately, it's just appreciated by the billionaires who just see a blob. And it's just like, I'd pay $1 million for that.
Yeah.
That banana peel.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, that banana peel is not art for
and
me.
And then we spend like hours painting portraits, details, and then like,
not bad.
ChatGPT can do that for me in less than a second, which we will talk about that, by the way. AI intervention with art.
Yeah. I'd rather not.
Yeah. Go, girl.
So, how and in what way do you think teenagers these days present themselves based on the music they listen to?
Well, I think we all fall into categories, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there are people who listen to rock music and the ones who listen to pop music or jazz music and all. And they kind of, like, don't mix with each other that much. They just sit in their little group, which isn't, like, right. I don't know. Like, you don't really... You find your friends based on your music type or like...
Yeah, and you don't accept the
films
the
you like.
Other people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, and they hate on each other, kind of, which I don't understand, hating on someone or like not accepting them because
based
of their
music.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Yeah.
But I feel like that there is a problem with
the
some,
fan. the fandom.
Yeah, and also families. Because in Romania, especially, you're taught that you should not listen to every single,
Yes, in the Middle East as well, actually.
It's the same. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you raise your child thinking that listening to that sort of music,
yeah, they will go, they do something crazy now.
Yeah, that's not good. Because you're going to judge everybody.
Cultural as well. Yeah. It's a cultural point of view.
Yeah. Because everything go back to culture.
Yeah, literally everything is culture rooted. And sometimes we just dismiss to think about how they're kind of connected. Because when you listen to something like, sorry to bring this up, but Manele. Yes. Like when, honestly, as a Middle Eastern who came to Romania, I loved Manele. I don't know what's the hate about it. It's so forced, but that's just my unpopular opinion.
Honestly, same.
And
same.
Yeah, see, we got some Manele lovers. But when I asked the Romanians, they're like, what you mean? No. Like,
Because they're considered being uneducational.
Manele?
Yes. But listening to trap and all of that kind of like bands that promote certain things, that's good.
Yeah, I know.
That's, I don't know.
Talking about songs, though, this is very interesting because I'm just very curious. How do the songs you grew up with still influence you, and in a way, like how you see the world today?
Ooh,
I grew up with Disney Channel and Nickelodeon and stuff
Dora
like
the Explorer, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
More
like Camp Rocklin.
Okay, we're getting hate for this.
I didn't see. I know just Dora.
Yeah, actually, that's how I learned English. Dora the Explorer.
Oh my God.
No. Okay, you weren't there when Camp Rock and all came out, and we were trying to translate the lyrics to understand them from English to Romanian. And it still influences us because I was talking to Dorin because there was a little reunion with the
Demi Lovato and Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, and it's life-changing. I don't know. It's life. It's like world peace for us because they came to back together to sing like two songs.
I would love to know if our listeners know who they're talking about because me and Aida looked at each other. It's like, we don't know, but
maybe check our Instagram and let them know.
Yes, at Gossip Cultures. Love it.
Has music ever changed your perspective on something important in your life?
To help break that silence and make them understand what it means. For me, transmitting my point of view to people sometimes is difficult. Either I can't find the words, nor in Arabic, Romanian, or English. Yeah. So through music, I kind of can transmit not only my thoughts, but also my emotions towards a specific thing, whether it's cultural music, whether it's pop, jazz, anything. You know, it's through that I can transmit a feeling, an image, something I want the other person I'm talking to feel. So, and it also makes me see the world kind of differently, depending on the music. For example, if one day I'm listening to sad music, then I see the world as bluish as ever. It's like the 50 Shades of Blue type, you know, where I'm just sad. When I'm listening to just be happy type songs, I'm just happy, you know. So how do they influence you to see the world on a deeper level?
It changes our mood. For sure, I think, especially when like you're feeling down and you put on some like pop music that you want to dance to or stuff. Because I'm more of a lyric person than like the melody of a song, you know, and it really influences me because I kind of learn a lot from a song, or like not necessarily learn, but like they help me understand my feelings and more and what I'm feeling at that moment.
I agree on that to a certain level.
The deep breath before answering.
If you look at my playlist, you would find a lot of stuff.
Yeah, same.
And if I'm going to uni, if I'm going to work, if I'm going to our podcast sessions or anything like that, I'm always listening to all of sorts of music, like all of the songs that I have in my playlist.
Yeah.
And I think that that doesn't really change my perspective, really. I mean, it really depends on my mood that day, not the song that changes my mood for me.
No, sometimes when I cry, I need to listen to
sad music.
Yeah,
it kind of helps.
People, so I could cry more.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, in my culture, they say crying cleans your soul. So the side eye. it's true. So when I cry, my parents are like, cry more, it cleans your soul. I'm like, this is not happening.
I could not say the same thing, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they're pro depression. They're like, just cry, it's okay.
It's Let your tears out. You will be fine.
Talking about music, and all of this background for artists, do you believe in splitting the musician from their music? Because given all these pop culture moments going on in our world, yes. What do you think about that?
My only thought right now is Kanye West. I'm not a fan of his, like, I don't listen to his songs and all, but some of them are good.
He has good songs.
But him as a person,
obviously, no. We're not gonna talk because we're gonna become cancel culture.
Yeah,
so we're not bringing that up.
So I think you should difference.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on that really.
But yeah, that's true, because when we brought up Kendrick Lamar, you were like, "What happened?" Yeah. And you were like, "Oh, you're behind on the pop culture, man."
Yeah, as a social media person. Yes, and I was surprised.
Who's, by the way, our social media manager, so. Yeah.
He's with the pop culture. Yeah.
Yes, but I didn't know that. I had my licenses. I had my exam. I couldn't.
Okay, Diva. Drama. Give you a break.
I do understand him.
Yeah, probably I would agree on that. To a certain level.
To a certain level, indeed. Yes. If I don't like the artist in general, then yes. I'm just going to be like, nope, not the music, no nothing. Like, sorry, Elina, Taylor Swift. I'm so sorry.
I will accept it.
I can't. I'm so sorry.
No.
All right, gossipers. We want to know, how has music affected or changed your perspective on things in your life? So make sure to drop your answers in our Insta at Gossip Cultures, and we will review them in our second episode.
Helping us see the art world more clear.
Cut.
Sorry.
It's fine. Go on.
Cut. Helping us. Oh my God, Lynn. Cut. There you go. Okay, go. Helping us see the art world more clearly is a new hot take who just entered the studio. Elina!
Hi, guys.
Hello! Welcome to our Gossip Cultures. How are you today?
Well, thank you for inviting me, Lynn.
No problem. I'm
so happy to see you.
Happy to see you too, Aida. I haven't seen you for like maybe 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I didn't know I met her before. I didn't. I found out today.
It's okay.
I found out today.
We change.
Yeah.
You change, we change.
Everybody changes.
Yeah.
Well, we want to know your thoughts, because you are an artist. Tell us actually a little bit about yourself in the art world. Backstory, maybe. We would love to hear something about your childhood connected to art.
Okay, sure. My childhood is beginning in the late 80s. I grew up with my grandparents. I am born in Bucharest, but I grew up in a small village, back and forth from Bucharest to Gorj County. And I think I remember starting drawing from just a few years old on my my ancient, my dad's and my uncle's ancient books, school books. Yeah,
ancient.
I remember. Well, I'm ancient too.
God, you're not.
Judging by, yes, I think you're Gen Z, right?
Everyone? Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm a millennial. So I remember like scrapping for white pages or blanks. And then came to Bucharest and I was just doing the same thing. My parents saw that. And fortunately, my father, you know, he said, if you like that, just do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh my God, he enrolled me in school.
Yeah, yeah. I am very fortunate. I'm among the fortunate, actually, because I had a lot of kids in my classroom who were very talented, like good writers or, you know, good artists to be and to become. And I am among the fortunate who got to enroll in University of Arts later on and in Tonitsa High School.
I love it.
Yeah.
Such
my
a good
friend
vibe,
was Tonitsa.
Love that. Yeah.
That's where my brother did some courses and stuff like that.
Your brother is an artist too?
No, he's a med student. But
it's no, a form of art, people say.
Yes, he was really into art. Yeah.
He was really into art. Well, yeah. So and now I'm I finished somewhere in 2010, So that's what, 15 years later, I'm still in the art scene here in Bucharest. I was also connected to music, to the music world, because I really loved from some
Twin, where have you been?
I like piano so much, and I even studied a little bit, and viola.
Viola, that's what I did. Did I say violin?
The excitement.
Girl, that's what I did.
Out of
viola.
The many, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Well, when I started, you know, getting the grip of it, I quit also.
Yeah.
So, because it was too much, I was trying to do so much. I still try to do many and various things. And so now, fast forward till today, I am very proactive. So loving the music also, but being enrolled in the visual arts university, I got close to George Enescu Festival. I don't know if you guys know about it.
We know it.
It starts in 20 days or so, in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I did my school of life there, like very young. I knew a guy who was working, was the assistant of the director of Artexim, the one who organizes this festival. And my world just opened up to an array of stuff that I didn't even imagine I could, you know, touch here in Bucharest. Meaning that I soon got to be the assistant of great musicians invited in this festival.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I got attached to this phenomena of... this festival is a phenomenon, because we are living in a country where, you know, there's not a lot of money into culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is a good product that we have for lots of years. So I did my first Biennale inside of this festival. Like, that means that I invited artists, my peers, to show their showcase their works in to the public of the festival, because I knew that the public is various, and it's it's a lot of public. It's thousands of people a night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did 3 editions of that with zero budget, almost zero budget.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a struggle. And then I took a break you know, dealt with problems. And then I got back into the scene, and now I'm coordinating a space under the museum, the Peasant Museum, which is like... 3 meters away. It's a space of for contemporary art and social dialogue. It's called Menetzere plus C, like Menetzere, abbreviation of the museum, National Museum of Peasant of the Romanian Peasant, with a C vitamin, because I launched it in 2021
Clubby.
During the pandemic. Yes, and here I am now, like 18 shows later.
Wow.
Congratulations.
You did a lot.
Wow.
Thank you.
To comment on the fact that you did all of this with the music and everything on like low budget kind of shows that how art doesn't necessarily mean that you need thousands of dollars or lays to actually produce something, to create something. And that's just very inspiring. And thank you for sharing that. We love it. I'm curious, and this is for all three of you, our lovely hot takes. Ilina, you saw how art kind of, I don't know if I want to say like went up or downhill with AI these days. And you, out of all of us, because we're, again, Gen Z, and we kind of didn't get to see that much of the... true art is what I'm going to call it, in comparison with modern art. You saw how it changed, how people now just type a few words into a computer and create an image, and they're actually being sold and they're being called art. So my question for all the three of you is, what do you think about it? Do you believe that it's art, or does it need to actually have the effort a true artist goes through? I say true artist because I do not personally believe in AI art, but it's actually being sold for thousands, unfortunately, these days, and because people find them more, quote unquote, interesting. So, yeah. Any thoughts?
I hate AI.
Honestly. And okay, now I'm talking about the movies because those are a form of art kind of too, you know. And there was that movie that got that Oscar, I think, The Brutalist, and it used AI for...
He didn't speak, I think, Bulgarian or what was it? What? I don't know. It was a language and he didn't know it perfectly.
Yeah, the accent or something.
And with the AI. Yeah,
and
with
they
the accent,
used
AI
to change the accent. And
they got an award that many true people want to fight for it and work hard for it.
And
yeah.
Even like if the technology is better right now than it was like back then. Mm-hmm. But like still there are a lot of movies, I think... In general, all of them kind of were better back then. Like the Harry Potter movies, okay? The budget was low, okay? Mm-hmm. There was no budget at all. But they were like the greatest movies of our time.
It was.
With no AI.
I mean, also to add about that AI, I don't know if you guys have watched the new movie. Well, it's kind of newish. Sinners. I love that movie.
It was so good.
Honestly. And many people thought that, you know, I was like, do I know it? Did I watch it?
I actually think I did.
Amazing.
The one with the vampires?
Yes, with Michael Jordan.
And the cute guy.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
No, a lot of people actually thought that it was AI because of how it had so much symbolism, so many anecdotes, so many anatomies to it. Like, you have to actually watch it. I've seen many people watch it 3-4 times to understand everything, like, deep down. Because it said more than it presented, than it showed. And you have to be actually very careful to details to watch it. So a lot of people said that it was AI, when in reality it wasn't. It was really good production. And
good cameras. You know, because they use it really good cameras.
Okay, we have to admit they did use like a bit of AI, I think. But it doesn't count as AI. It counts as CGI. I think that's what it's called. So yeah, I'm not very much into IT, but yeah.
That's CGI, yeah.
Yeah, there's anything. I know something. What about you, Lina? We want to hear your thoughts.
I am not so against AI.
Really?
From an artist.
From an
artist.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Paradoxically. I am not against it because I see it as a tool. And I think we as humanity, we are evolving. We're an evolving species. Mm-hmm. And yes, I think it's scary that the acceleration, because of the acceleration. But I think we will use this, the technology, we will use it in our advantage. The problem is where is in our advantage, and not as a human species, but as a sentient species. Like, I am involving here also the non-human entities, animals and plants and so. So AI in the art world, I think... And the art world has always used technology, has always been conscious about what is new, what is helpful, and it has always been critical. So I think artists do not lose their compass. They use AI for exploring, because artists always, and art has been something of an avant-garde. And it's the point where it's a space, a dimension where it offers new perspectives.
But don't you think don't you think some people these days over weaponize it, kind of?
Yeah. In all history of mankind, new technologies have been used also in the detriment of society, and whoever holds the technology. All the power, but I am not losing my faith in artists, because as I said before, artists are as an entity, they are a critical mass, maybe a small mass, but they have a significancy. They hold a significant power. So no, I actually am not afraid of it, and. You know, along the history of art, there have been multiple waves when people got frightened, like when we skipped to modernism.
Yeah.
When the waves of Industrial Revolution created ripples in history, they touched art also. But artists somehow already knew what was coming. It's always the philosophers, the thinkers who are announcing, you know, like decades before. And that's why it's good to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Artists after they are somehow artists are always friends with philosophers, writers, with musicians, you know.
Dorit is so happy right now.
Yeah. So they merge ideas. They meet and drink at a beer, you know, mm-hmm. a beer at a bar. This is how intelligence is
created
and passed on, you know, from one to mm-hmm. another. And I think it's beautiful because this is how, you know, mankind
evolves.
Yeah.
Evolves.
I think artists are, in a way, I don't want to say privileged, but they have the capacity and maybe they take their time to think of things, you know, in greater perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the dissociation of a labor. Artists, art is their labor, but it's also a vocation. So that's why I'm not saying necessarily privileged, because privilege implies that they have a very good life. There are artists who come from rich backgrounds and very poor backgrounds also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not everything. It's not a general. It's not generalized. It's very complex.
So to sum it all up, do you think that we should all learn how to use AI in order to...
Yeah.
Okay, so we should learn how to use it.
Yes.
We should not use it as a form of art. We should not consider it a form of art, just a tool for art.
Itself a form of art, at this point, no. But who knows? I don't know. Maybe in the future it can be. I am not sure. Really, I'm not sure. But for now, I think it's a great tool. And I think we should all be curious, at least.
That is actually very interesting, especially to me, because I completely thought you'd be against it.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, because, I mean, Lina, you taught us, me,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Lina, art, you know, when we first came here. And it was very, oh my God, I don't know what's the word, real. Or, you know, with the pen and a paper and a brush and everything. And I personally, I also hate AI.
You know, actually, an idea just popped out. You were always, like, against having a picture in front of us and just, like, tracing the sketch based on the picture, you know, like,
who?
Copy. Elina.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Like, anytime I was like, yeah, can I just copy this? No,
your imagination is your best weapon.
Yeah.
So to hear that, that's actually very interesting. Look, AI is an amazing tool, that's true. But for me, I personally hate those who create something and they're like, it's better, it's real art, you know, or this type, where they really over-weaponize it and think that they are better. Honestly, I don't think they put any effort in it because it's just a couple of words. I can also think of a couple of words and create one. Like, FNTs?
NFTs, yes.
And yes. Oh, my bad, cut that. No, but yeah, I mean, they're... I don't know what to say about them. They're not art at all.
We
they're
need to name it another things. I don't think they are art. We need to say something
name
else.
Name them something
yeah.
else. Yeah, but either, anyways, they're getting sold
yeah,
for a high
are.
Amount of money.
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate in my point of view. To sum all of that conversation up, though, are we a yay or a nay for AI
nay.
In
nay,
art?
Sorry, nay.
Elina, you're by yourself in this
it
one.
As a tool... We are yay.
As a tool for inspiration.
Exactly.
Also, we need to mention if we use AI. So
I mean,
many
no,
people, like, they use
yeah.
it. And they say, oh, I did it by myself.
Yeah, take,
no, you didn't.
Yeah. No, I mean, okay, we have to agree. We did murals and we did use AI to, if you remember Heavy Yard, we did.
Yeah, yeah.
We used AI. We did put in some words. The way Darin is like, oh,
no.
What do you mean? You're going against what you just said.
Me and
no,
did a project.
Yeah, we did a project and we did actually use AI to kind of help us paint everything because we were like many kids and our imagination was endless.
Yeah.
And we needed to use AI. Yes, we didn't take full what's
credit.
The word? Credit for it. Yes, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Guys, I didn't let you use photos.
Oh, she has to defend you. Like, in my defense.
My defense, yes. Because it's really important that you guys look at something which is 3D. And
mm-hmm.
Test your capacity to analyze and to transmit to your brain and then to your hands. It's an exercise that it's very you should do it. I'm not against working on photos. No, not at all. But as an exercise, that was for you as an exercise.
No, I'm not taking that as oh gosh darn it type. No, I'm actually very happy that I was taught by you that way, because it really does help. Because otherwise, I'll just be a printing mechanism. So yeah.
You guys should say that I was your teacher. Because we didn't say that.
Did I not? No. She told me. No, I said. Yeah, I mentioned. I mentioned you were our teacher in 2019, 18. Yeah, I was like 10 years old, y'all. So it really comes a long way. So our lovelies, coming to the end of our segment, me and Aida both would love for each one of you to give an advice for our gossipers, our listeners, on how to interpret art, whether it's music, fashion, art in general. I don't know in what other way I'd say it. To interpret this art sense in our daily lives without it pushing the line. As in, oh my, I'm going to say a sentence my sister uses. Don't make it your whole personality. You know?
Oh my God.
For them not to make it their whole personality, but for it to have a bit of influence, because these days art doesn't have that much of an impact or an influence in our daily life. Other if it's like, I'm sorry to say, La Boo-Boos.
Oh my God.
Yeah. La Boo-Boos are killing me.
So
that should be a crime.
That type of trends. So what is your advice for our listeners to use art in a way to interpret it in their lives? How, in what way, and where is the limit? Because I'm very curious about that.
I think that the limit is when you go into a museum and you're just barking and gaping about a picture.
That's so true.
Oh my gosh, I feel like this author wanted to tell me
that.
Why
did I
tell you? I turned myself into Jennifer Coolidge, literally.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I think that that's the limit where you you just make assumptions about art. I think that in order to understand the author's mission, you need to learn about him, like Van Gogh, and stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
I think we need to know more about the artist also.
Exactly, we need
to care about
the
art. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Elena.
Well, I agree with him. You should be inspired by it, like the art, learn about it, but not make it your whole personality.
Exactly.
As Lynn said, not obsess over it and be like, yeah, that's me and all. Like, you can say that you relate to it, but not that it's you. And
you should keep the story of the author. You
exactly
should, yeah, you should respect it. I think that's the word for it.
I think you can be obsessed by it. I mean, if you are an artist yourself, I don't think there is a limit. Maybe the limit is where you start to, you know, be aggressive towards others.
That's what, I didn't use the right word. By assumptions, I mean truly not respecting the author.
Mm-hmm.
Or just others in general. For example, I have a passion for Van Gogh. Another one has for another artist, Picasso. And I'm like, actually, he's better, you know, type thing.
I don't know. That's a real debate. That's a real debate.
You're talking about hierarchies?
No, I'm talking just in general. Again, we're teenagers these days. When they believe in one thing, I'm going back to music again. I'm so sorry. I'm into music a bit these days. Lana Del Rey fans, they think she is the Holy Grail. And gossipers, please don't come at me for saying that, but I do not think that. When other people say that she's not that good, they're like, they create hate towards other people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And it's this type of holding on to this one artist, whether it's painters or filmmakers, producers, singers.
I think the world is a big arena right now, and social media is practically the arena, so it's kind of very difficult to keep that in control. I think it's just we should teach ourselves how we should listen to others, you know, and I'm not for the hate speech as well. Mm-hmm. But I think you should be, you know, always ready. Explain and maybe protect yourself from some hate speech. But that's you do it with, you know, educating yourself.
Mm-hmm. Educating yourself, exactly. Like, you should not assume again the story of the author. If you are an artist, the only thing that you want to do is actually express yourself and be understood.
Exactly.
That's what you want to do. And if I, like a random person, start assuming that, I don't know, Van Gogh was just a, I don't know, clinical patient.
Love the use of terminology.
I'm not respecting him or his pieces of art. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we don't know. I mean, research always evolves, and you find new stuff all the time.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's not very good to hold on to a perception that you have. As I said, we change. Like,
exactly.
We change from day to day. So.
Yes. I totally agree.
Wow. Thank you very much for giving advice. I will definitely take these advices into consideration myself, and I'm pretty sure our listeners will as well. Thank you so much for joining us today for this episode. Thank every single one of you, hot takes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So guys, stay tuned for more gossip on Radio Gorilla.
Kisses.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Woo, it's a wrap. Are we allowed to say like Radio Guerrilla? Is it Guerrilla or Guerrilla?
Yeah. Oh my god! I didn't know.
Guerrilla.
Guerrilla.
Woo, you guys did amazing!
Like should I say it again? Because I said Guerrilla.
I'm gonna say like, dear gossipers, thank you so much for listening to us today, and stay tuned for more gossip on a new episode.
So guys, stay tuned for more gossip on Radio
Guerrilla.
Guerrilla. Okay, sorry, cut. So guys, stay tuned for more gossip on Radio Guerrilla.
Girl, you just say Radio, I say Guerrilla.
Okay, say it.
Wait, hold on. Cut. Go.
So guys, stay tuned for more gossip on
Radio Guerrilla.
Bye bye. See you next time.
Bye.
What about our social medias though?
We cut again. Are we still recording?
Okay.
Make sure to follow us on our social media at Gossip Cultures everywhere, YouTube, Spotify,
TikTok,
and Instagram, where we will be viewing your answers, and you will hear your answers actually on our following episodes. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.